New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 2004.
In a materialist society that fosters living in the fast lane, conspicuous consumption, staying young-looking, and equates money with success, where do we find meaning? A life of freedom beyond stress and relentless tension. The answer to this abiding question and others serves as the focus for this edition of New Dimensions with our guest, Robert Thurman. Robert Thurman, a college professor and writer for 30 years, holds the first endowed chair in Indo-Tibetan Buddhist Studies in America at Columbia University. He's the co-founder and president of Tibet House, New York, an organization dedicated to preserving the endangered civilization of Tibet. He was the first Western Tibetan Buddhist monk and shares a close 35-year friendship with the Dalai Lama. He's the author of several books, including Infinite Life, Seven Virtues for Living Well, and Inner Revolution, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Real Happiness. Join us for the next hour as we explore the nature of living well in changing times with our guest, Robert Thurman. My name is Michael Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Michael. It's nice to be back with you.
Yes, it's good to be with you as well. You wrote in the beginning of the book that this wasn't for Buddhists necessarily. You didn't have to be a Buddhist to go for this.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, not only is it not for Buddhists, but we don't really want a lot of people to be Buddhist. We follow the Dalai Lama's call to the world religions to not try to convert each other's followers. And he includes in the world religion the humanists, you know, the secular humanists. Although I believe there are some problems with some of the worldviews of the secular humanists, and, you know, it's not that we're just totally uncritical of everybody's view or that it doesn't matter what your view of the nature of the world is, but it's that it's too late in history to compete in a way for conversions and to have crusades and jihads and try to, like, you know, control more market share in the world religion's business. It's too dangerous, you know, and the human beings are too closely knit together, and so we should just all give it up and get along with our own traditions, but then learn from each other special things that can be learned from these traditions, because world religions have more to them than just one single credo or something like that. They have many methodologies, many realizations, the teachings of many great saints and scholars and sages. Buddhism in particular has a great deal of psychological wisdom and insight to offer. And it can offer that to people without them having to become Buddhist. So the Infinite Life is written, my Infinite Life book, even though Infinite Life is actually the name of a Buddha, Amitayus Buddha, but it's not meant to make people Buddhist. That's the key point.
How has Buddhism changed your life?
Buddhism changed my life?
How has it changed your life?
Well, in a way, it was not Buddhism that changed my life, I would want to say again, in keeping with this idea. Although, actually, I did break the rule and became a Buddhist myself. That's true. Although, I always say I'm a sort of semi-lapsed Buddhist, or I'm a lazy Buddhist, or I'm a half-baked Buddhist, is what I like to say. And I should say that, or my wife would get after me if I tried to say I was a really good Buddhist. But the way, what I encountered there is the teaching of freedom and the teaching of nirvana, really, which is really the teaching of happiness, and the teaching of the methodology of reason and the philosophy, really, and the methodology of meditation to control.